Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Responsibility helps us finding a way, and irresponsibility only leads us to make excuse. And Professor Salman Nakavi is helping us with a lot of stuff. With a lot of tips to how to make our adult sons responsible. Yes, Professor, you have been guiding us through some of the sessions, how to make our children responsible, especially the adult sons. What are some of the more tips that you would like to tell us today?
So we need to be able to teach them how to take up their responsibilities in different areas of their lives, especially at home. They need to be given responsibilities to manage to
household chores.
In household chores, they tidy up their bedroom, take care of their bathrooms, help their mother in washing the clothes, in washing the dishes, whatever. So everything shouldn't be done for them. They shouldn't be pampered for everything. They should be controlled. They should be given responsibilities within the household. And that is important, that they should participate in those activities, and they feel that they are part of they're a member of the family, and they need to assist everyone.
And so is sometimes extra pampering an issue that makes our children like less responsible?
Of course, if they're pampered and they don't take up responsibilities, they will never learn to become responsible people in society. So one of the important things is to teach them how to carry out their own things at home, especially their own bedroom, their own clothes, their own books, everything. They should be able to control and manage and put them in the right places. And they should assist their elders in carrying out those chores, which maybe others are doing, and participate in that. So that is important. And you can teach them to how to do that, and you can even reward them with gifts, and even say, okay, I'll give you added pocket money for the things that you do. I'll take you out for a party.
So encourage them.
Encourage them to be able to learn how to earn a living from the very first day. They need to be able to learn.
Nothing is free.
Yes.
They should learn this.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they, and especially then again, they need to be taught how to manage their
finances
and the
pocket money.
Even the pocket money they've been given, they need to be taught how to, you know, use it properly. I mean, firstly, to be able to write it down, account for it, and write down what they've been given and write down what they've been they're
Should
spending.
Should they be asked? Should they be asked about their pocket monies by the parents?
They should be taught to use it responsibly, to use it properly. Yes, you can ask them to show you what they have spent and made an account of it, a written account.
All right.
They need to be taught how to make a written account, whatever
so
they
have. So that you are actually making your children to be calculated in life at a very early age, when you're actually asking them for written statements for of their pocket money.
Even if you send them out, if you send them out to buy something, you ask them to bring the receipt of the
receipts. Yeah. Well, Professor, we'll be discussing more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Nakavi with us, and Professor is teaching us how to make our teenagers responsible. And one of the things Professor is teaching us, the management of finances. Well, talking of management of finances, Professor, we have a question from a mother who has a kind of dispute over the upbringing of her son with a husband. The mother has a 7-year-old son whom she has provided with her own bank cards, like one of the cards. And her reason is that she wants her child to learn how to play with money. And the husband has a question over his wife that this is not the right way to teach the management of finances or teach the fact that nothing is free in this world. And we got to be paying money for things that we buy from the market. There should be some other way to be teaching this. So are you on the mother's side or are you on the father's side? Or do you have some better advice for both?
Yes, we need to develop this feeling and understanding in the child that you depend upon him, you rely upon him, you accept him to be a trustworthy person.
Yeah.
You need to give him that confidence. But you don't need to put him to be to a test which is difficult to pass. Maybe he may not be able to live up to it. So you need to start with small things.
Yeah.
Number one, when you give him the pocket money, it shouldn't be every time he demands something. It should be according to certain rules. A certain time, he should know that going to be given at a certain date. It's not all the month round. It's as if he's getting, whenever I get paid, I'll pay you from my salary an amount of pocket money to you. He knows that what the date is and he knows what has to be done to achieve that. Then when he is given that pocket money, he records it as in his account book. And then what he spends, he should be spending responsibility. He should be spending responsibility, and then he should be writing things down and showing them to their parents that the confidence and is built. And then he becomes, when one is proven his responsible, being responsible and being trustworthy with smaller things, then one should go with a higher responsibility, with a greater responsibility. The mother is doing that, giving the whole bank card to him to take it and buy things. So, I mean, it shouldn't be without putting him through some sort of
It will become a kind of challenge for a child.
Yes, it would be too challenging maybe. But it should be built up gradually. That trust should be built up gradually. At the first stage, it should be with smaller amounts, and then at a later stage with higher amounts.
Yeah.
And then in every transaction that he carries out, he should know that he needs to write it down or keep a receipt of it or a record of it, which can be shown, which tomorrow he may need to prove himself that he has spent it in a proper way. So today, in the world of politics, this transparency is, or in the when it comes to people of high posts, They need to be transparent in their dealings. They need to even, for example, in the law, we have this, that when a person comes to a high position in the country, he needs to show his assets.
Yeah.
He needs to declare his assets.
Yeah.
And then after he comes out of that, he needs to show that it has increased. If his assets have increased, they have increased according to some logical and justifiable way.
Yeah.
So I mean, this if it is taught from the beginning at the home,
the finances will be fair in life.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be discussing more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have the Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us how to make our children, especially adolescents, manage the finances. Yes, Professor.
So we were saying that today we need to be transparent, especially those people who come to a public position. They become a public servant, especially when they become a member of the administration. They need to be transparent, and this transparency has to start from at home. They need to write down things. We need to, for example, when we sit down every night to think over what we've done,
analyze.
But one of the things which we should be analyzing is the spending that we've been doing.
The finances.
Yes, the finances. What has come into our coffers and what is going out.
Yeah.
So this way of dealing with our finances has to be inculcated from an early life.
Early age.
Yes, from an early age, exactly. So we can become responsible citizens in the future if we have become responsible children. And our parents have taught us that. And then if you want to go on towards becoming more responsible towards yourself is also important. If we want to become responsible for others and to Allah Almighty, we have to be responsible towards ourselves. As we have mentioned before, also, the child should be taught how to take care of his physical well-being.
Yeah.
And also his mental well-being. So he should be taught how to adopt a sport in life to excel in. And also carry out things which are important for his physical, mental well-being, sports, exercise. All things, proper nutrition, they need to be taught to the child.
Right. So there's a lot of stuff that could be taught actually to become responsible. And you talked of sports. And in sports, it's very important that they learn the concept of sometimes someone can win and someone can lose, to accept this responsibility that if I lost the match, it was because of my own fault and stuff like that. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. That was all the time we had for today. And those were really beautiful advices for the parents who want to make their children responsible in future. Well, dear listeners, if you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs over there. You can also listen to our small clips on the social media platforms by typing Call of Islam. Thanks so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.